Who is the political patron shielding Thane's corrupt encroachment chief? Thane MC bribery, scandal. The shocking arrest of encroachment, Chief Shankar Patola. The illegal shops and the initial bribe demand. Red flags. Ignored, the political patronage behind the posting. Unmesh Gujarati Sprouts News exclusive Thane. Deputy Municipal Commissioner Shankar Patole was arrested by the ACB in a sting operation while accepting a bribe. The case exposes a deep-rooted corruption network within the Thane Municipal Corporation and raises questions about political patronage for corrupt officials. Thane Municipal Corporation. Corruption. Deputy Municipal Commissioner Shankar Patole arrested in ACB sting operation. An exclusive Sprouts News special investigation uncovers the deep-rooted corruption network in Thane MC after Deputy Municipal Commissioner Shankar Patole was arrested by the ACB for demanding a Rs 60 lakh bribe to protect illegal constructions. Thane MC official Shankar Patole arrested by ACB in Rs 60 lakh bribery. Sting. In a shocking expose of systemic corruption, the Anti-Corruption Bureau, ACB, has arrested Thane Municipal Corporation's, TMC, Deputy Municipal Commissioner Shankar Patole for allegedly soliciting a Rs 60 lakh bribe. The sting operation, conducted on the civic body's anniversary, has sent ripples through the Maharashtra Urban Administration, revealing what insiders call a reign of terror by bribe-seeking officials. This investigation by the Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, confirms long-standing allegations of a pervasive hawala network and cash-for-favors culture within the TMC, where files reportedly do not move without illicit payments. The arrest has prompted urgent questions from Thane citizens and policymakers regarding the political patronage that enables such officials to thrive. The central query emerging is, who shielded Shankar Patole, allowing him to operate with such impunity? The case exposes critical flaws in the civic body's appointment and promotion processes, pointing to a larger, more entrenched syndicate. Our investigation delves into the meticulously planned ACB trap, the alleged bribery chain, and the political nexus that facilitated this brazen corruption. The ACB sting, a trap set for a corrupt official. The scandal revolves around illegal shops constructed on a plot owned by Anant Madhvi in Naupada, developed by Abhiraj developers Abhijit Kadam. For years, Madhvi had filed complaints with the TMC's encroachment department, headed by Patole, but no action was taken. According to the ACB's first information report, FIR, Kadam was then introduced to Shankar Patole's aide, Santosh Todkar, through intermediaries Mandar Gavade and Sushant Survey. It was during these meetings that Deputy Municipal Commissioner Shankar Patole allegedly demanded a total of Rs 60 lakh to initiate demolition action against the three unauthorized shops. The Sprouts News Investigation Team, SIT, has learned that Patole had already accepted an initial payment of Rs 10 lakh, which was funneled through Sushant Survey, who acted as a collector. After this payment, two superficial notices were issued between July 31st and August 19th, but no concrete demolition action followed. The paper trail and the final handover. Frustrated by the inaction, Abhijit Kadam again met Patole on September 26th. In a brazen move, the official reportedly wrote 50 lakh on a blank piece of paper, demanding the remaining bribe. A deal was eventually struck for Rs 25 lakh, with the first tranche of Rs 15 lakh to be paid on the day of the sting. Patole, demonstrating a keen awareness of anti-surveillance tactics, frequently changed the meeting location, finally instructing Kadam to come to the TMC headquarters. In a carefully orchestrated sequence, Patole met Kadam outside the main building and directed him to leave the cash-filled bag in his car. He then instructed his data operator, Omkar Gaikar, to retrieve the bag. This was the moment the ACB team was waiting for. They swooped in and apprehended Gaikar red-handed with the bribe money, leading directly to Patole's arrest inside his office. A checkered past, questionable promotions, and political patronage. The arrest has ignited a firestorm of criticism, not just for the act itself, but for Patole's controversial career trajectory. Our investigation reveals that Shankar Patole was appointed to the powerful Deputy Municipal Commissioner post despite lacking the mandatory qualifications, and without receiving official state government sanction. He joined the TMC in 2004 as a deputy social development officer and, through a series of promotions, was given additional charge as assistant municipal commissioner. A background check by the state government had reportedly flagged several serious allegations against Patol, including a BSYP irregularity, an ongoing complaint with the Thane ACB, and charges of shielding unauthorized constructions. Despite these red flags and the absence of formal approval from the Urban Development Department, the TMC administration, allegedly under political pressure, elevated him to the Encroachment Department, a sensitive portfolio rife with opportunities for graft. Systemic failure and the road to accountability. This case is not an isolated incident, but a symptom of a deeply compromised system. The Sprouts News investigation team has confirmed that former Congress State President Nana Patole had previously written a formal letter to the municipal commissioner, explicitly stating that this official's career was tainted by corruption. Yet the administration turned a blind eye, granting him political immunity and a position of significant authority. The fallout from this scandal is now putting immense pressure on the Thane Municipal Commissioner and the ruling political dispensation. Citizens groups and urban policy experts are demanding a thorough probe into the entire chain of command, questioning who else benefited from this bribery network. The case, now transferred to the Thane ACB unit for a deeper probe, represents a critical test for Maharashtra's fight against municipal corruption. It underscores the urgent need for transparent appointment systems and robust oversight to dismantle the entrenched syndicates that exploit urban governance.